Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Baker of the 68th Legislative District in Tioga and Western Bradford Counties. Representative Baker, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the House has been working on legislation to keep both children and schools safer in Pennsylvania. I understand recently some legislation has been approved that goes toward this. What's going on?
Yes, the Pennsylvania House recently passed legislation to help keep our schools safe and prevent violent incidents. House Bill 1801 would direct the Office for Safe Schools to develop hotlines and internet notification systems for students, parents, teachers, school employees, and community members to report potential or actual violence or possession of weapons on school property. This legislation also would direct the Office for Safe Schools to continue to develop a comprehensive approach to deter school violence. The bill passed the House unanimously and now awaits further consideration by the Senate.
And the governor also recently signed some legislation that was a House bill that will help to make some improvements in child protections. What's going on here?
Yes, absolutely. This brings up to nearly 20 new laws just in the past year to protect children in Pennsylvania. House Bill 434 is part of a larger child protection package that the legislature has been working on this session to ensure children are better protected. The legislation changes the mandatory reporting requirements for school employees by requiring that these individuals report suspected abuse against students directly to the Department of Public Welfare's child line instead of to their superiors. The bill also expands background checks and other security requirements to school employees and to any other volunteer working directly with children, including student teachers. Additionally, the legislation increases the penalties for refusing to cooperate with a child abuse investigation. If anyone needs to anonymously report suspected child abuse in Pennsylvania, please call the Department of Public Welfare Child Line at 1-800-932-0313.
And I understand that some House committees have been working on some legislation to perhaps improve the atmosphere for organ donation in Pennsylvania, particularly as it may affect children who often need organs donated that are, of course, child's organs as opposed to adult-sized organs. What's going on here?
Yes, as chairman of the House Health Committee, I'm very proud to say Pennsylvania has been known nationally as a leader with respect to its laws for organ donation, and legislators are now looking at ways to update those laws, including making it easier for children to receive life-saving transplants. This past week, the House Judiciary Committee's Subcommittee on Family Law held a hearing on House Bill 30, which would allow for an expanded opportunity to donate organs, as well as adopt many of the updates from the Federal Uniform Anatomical Gift Act. The committee heard extensive testimony from experts about the legal, medical, and administrative concerns surrounding the organ donation issue. Organ donation has been a life-saving opportunity for many, and more than 8,000 Pennsylvanians currently on organ transplant waiting lists, including many children. For more information about organ donation, including how to become a donor, visit the link www.donatelifepa.org.
Representative Baker, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Baker.